Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. Today we'll be talking about meeting our growing housing demands with Aaron West, the CEO of Nevada Builders Alliance. All new on Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers, and we're joined today by Aaron West, the CEO of Nevada Builders Alliance. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And it's a busy building season now, and it's probably not wrapping up yet. But
Yeah, right. The weather's starting to get people nervous, but there's still good things happening.
Well, good. Okay, so I'm looking at some of the home prices lately, and I saw a report that said 7 of the last 8 quarters we have seen an appreciation in home values. Right. And we're one of the top 3 states year over year in home price appreciation. And Southern Nevada is one of the hottest markets, right, with values of 14% increase year over year. So is it a good time to be a home builder? Is it a bad time to be a home buyer?
Yeah, right. It's a little bit of a challenge. Remember, we were so slow coming out, right, that we certainly had some room to gain. But I think it's really positive. A lot of that, unfortunately, we continue to see appreciation, you know, whether it's from the labor side. There's a lot of inflationary pressure in the construction industry right now as it relates to materials and labor and even regulation. Those things all add up, and it's certainly making it a challenge.
So is it getting a lot more expensive to build a home, or is it just that there's not a lot of them, so the prices are going up because it's a lack of supply?
I think it's really twofold. It really is. That there's more demand than we have supply, mm-hmm. and obviously that's going to have inflationary pressure. But the cost of building continues to rise as well. And so that's when, we get into these conversations of how come we don't have what some call affordable housing, right? Why don't we have, $250,000 homes? We'd love to be able to provide that kind of a product. It's just so difficult in the current environment.
So we were both lobbyists at the Nevada legislature last session. Housing was a big issue.
Right.
What did the legislature do that it's had a positive impact, if anything?
Yeah, I think we're still in kind of the wait and see in terms of the policy that came out of this legislative session. You know, we, the industry took more of an approach of how can we maybe open some channels and some doors to maybe less regulation so that we can try and meet some of the needs of the market. And unfortunately, what we saw for the most part was, you know, government stepping in to try and regulate these processes and put some barriers in place to. So, like I say, I think that the outcome of that is yet to be realized.
So construction defect was a big issue. I think one of the next to the gun hearings, I think the turnout for construction defect probably had the most people come in. You got some good stuff from back 2015. We had one of the worst laws in the country.
Yep.
And then, of course, the Democrats come back in. The construction union folks really tried to, and the trial attorneys, tried to bring back some of those changes, or I should say revoke some of those changes.
Right.
How did construction defect end up this session?
You know, at the end of the day, I think most in the industry would say that it came out better than we expected.
Okay.
We knew it was going to be a fight, right? You know, 15, obviously, we had very favorable conditions, and it was a long time coming in getting the reforms that we did. And maybe the pendulum swung a little too far, right? But it also spurred a lot of growth, you know, and a lot of construction.
When we really needed it, back in 2016.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the big thing was, under the old laws, you know, we were really moving away from attached residential, you know, townhome type building. And as we continue to see prices go up, that's exactly the type of construction we need, right?
Right.
We need smaller footprint. We need to maximize and be more efficient with the land that we have. And so we really saw that as a detriment. And so honestly, the industry, I thought, came together and worked really well and found some compromise. And you know, there was some great conversations that took place. And at the end of the day, you know, key factors for us, we were able to keep our definition of a construction defect.
Right.
We were able to keep the noticing requirement. We were able to keep inspections. So a homeowner, you know, at the end of the day, we want that homeowner to be taken care of as well. And so if they can identify the defect, if they can, you know, actually physically show it to us so that we can do something about it. And, you know, the other thing that we stressed is, and if we have a contractor who's not willing to, you know, to step in and do what's right, the state contractors board is there to help as well,
yeah.
Right? So at the end of the day, what we're really trying to remind folks is there's several steps before you have to get to the point of litigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the challenge too is right now we're seeing so much growth and so much building. That's the times when I guess you have more of the defect issues that come up. So you're still protecting the homeowner,
right?
But you've got to encourage
the
demand that we need to build homes,
exactly,
and especially townhomes and condos and stuff.
Right, and certainly there is some concerns about, you know, our workforce and the fact that we're so short of you know, ready and willing and able bodies to get out there and do that work. And so it starts to compress time frames and stuff like that.
Yeah. So workforce development's big for you.
Yes.
You're on the governor's task force, or what are you guys doing
with
that?
So I'm on the governor's workforce development board.
Okay.
And, you know, and I will say it's a really robust group of public sector and private sector, and really across the board. And we've really, in fact, I'm going down to Vegas tomorrow for a big meeting, kind of a visioning meeting, where we're really looking at, we don't just want this to be a policy, you know, board where we approve regulations just because we have to, right? We really want to use this platform to set goals and visions for what does our workforce development system look like in the state of Nevada? You know, how are we connecting to K-12? How are we working with our system of higher education to really educate young people about the opportunities that exist within, you know, our current great economy?
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about workforce development.
Awesome.
We'll be right back after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel.
Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Aaron West, the CEO of Nevada Builders Alliance. So we started to touch on workforce development. Statewide construction is about 98,600 as of July, which is an increase of about almost 8,000 workers over the past year.
Right.
How many jobs are out there now that are available?
So yeah, right. That's the crazy part. So we've done a lot of work with GoEd and with the Office of Workforce Innovation and in trying to quantify this. And we really feel that over the next 5 years, based on the demand that's out there now, we need about 100,000 construction workers.
Whoa, that's doubling what you have now.
Yeah, and part of the problem there is that it's a compounding effect of new jobs, but also right now, 25% of our current workforce is over the age of 55.
Right.
So they're starting to age out, right? Mm-hmm. So the opportunities within the construction industry right now are tremendous.
And the pay, I mean, I'm looking at last year, the average construction wages went up 30%.
Exactly.
So it's a good profit. I mean, it's a good place to make some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. In fact, right now, in the state, we're actually one of the highest average wages right now for skilled trades, so electricians, plumbers, HVAC guys, at $110,000.
Wow.
So, so there's
and
great.
And you can do that really about a high school if you've gone to a trade school. We have Ace Charter School up here.
Right.
Vegas has.
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities. And,
yeah.
And that's just it. We want to stress that, high school isn't a finish line, right?
Right.
High school is just kind of that first step. And so you do need some skill attainment, you need some education, and so whether that's through, an apprenticeship program, registered apprenticeship program, or on-the-job training, but yes, the opportunities are amazing, and so a lot of it is, but we also, and I think we all kind of recognize that the younger generation has kind of got away from working with their hands, and so a lot of what we're doing on the workforce development front is really just trying to get in and get in front of those kids and educate them about these opportunities.
So we had a meeting a couple months ago, and I think you were there with Katie Simon, the chairman of Washoe County School District, and she showed us this list of schools that are bringing back shop and metal and even home ec, which we got. And I remember those classes. I remember Mr. Coolis at Billinghurst when I was welding. I mean, it was really fun, even as a female. It was fun to learn about these trades. Are we starting to see that more? And do we need, I'm assuming we also need more.
Right, exactly. And I will say it's taken a while, but thankfully the CTE movement, the career and technical education movement within the school district is really kind of given us a platform on the career side of it. And so I will say that the school district has been very responsive. We've got some great partners over there. And so last year we actually opened a construction technology program at Sparks High School. This year we expanded it to McQueen. And we still have a drafting program up in Galena. So we're starting to see, kind of that embracing, right? And thankfully it's through a lot of education. Mm-hmm. We have, whether locally it's EDON or through GoEd and OWEN, and really coming forward with the data now to be able to show, hey, here's the jobs that are being created, right? Here's the skill level or education level that's necessary to reach those great paying jobs. Mm-hmm. And so why don't we start tailoring some programs to that? Because in the past, we've had the conversations about, well, every kid's being told to go to college.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't really have the data to support it. Now we have that. So mm-hmm. last year, between UNR and UNLV, we graduated 700 kids with a degree in psychology, and there were 30 jobs available.
Right.
You know, we needed 500 engineers, and we only got 250. We needed 1,200 teachers, and we only got 600. So now we have this data, so we can go back to the schools and say, look, you know, let's start shaping this message and see what this looks like. Mm-hmm. A perfect example of that is in Washoe County and in Clark County, we do what's called Construction Career Day. And so coming up on October 18th over at the Convention Center, we'll bring 1,200 middle school and high school kids over to the Convention Center, and we'll have nothing but construction trades set up there to do hands-on demonstrations and introductions and education. And start that exposure process.
And the industry itself is very engaged in this. I saw something about AGC was sponsoring some programs. The builders. I mean, you've got private public partnerships here.
Exactly.
And you've got to have those in order to get these kids engaged. And it seems like
And I will say, you know, we have obviously within the construction industry we have different groups, right? You mentioned AGC and
ABC.
BAN and ABC. The one thing that we all agree on is that we have to work together when it comes to workforce development. And so this really started as kind of that initial step of how can we all kind of check our egos at the door, everybody get together in the room and say, this is for the greater good of the industry. And so we all participate. Everybody's, you know, has a seat at the table. All of the members come to the table. And so it's union, non-union, it's large contractor, small contractor. But it's all just about creating that experience for these kids and that exposure to show them, you know, there's any number of things that you can do. It's trying to break down some of those barriers of construction isn't just a hammer or a shovel, right? Now it's flying drones. It's, you know, using robotics.
Yeah, or so. CAD systems. I mean, it's understanding a computer and designing via computers and stuff.
Right.
No, it's pretty, and it's got a very diversity of skill sets too.
Right.
I mean, you got to be creative, but you also need to be good with your hands and anything in between.
Exactly.
How about charter schools? Are we looking at needing more charter schools, or do you think we're kind of good now in what we're producing?
You know, I think obviously ACE is the gold standard. You know, ACE Charter School is the gold standard in terms of their career technical approach. And so I think they have a lot more capacity in there.
Okay.
Right? And so we need to help facilitate growth where we have some of these great programs.
Okay.
I think that's going to be
I want to come back and talk about the Mayor Sheevy's new initiative for 1,000 homes in 120 days. So we'll be right back right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
We're back on Nevada Newsmakers with a very engaging Aaron West, from the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. So Mayor Sheehy put out, obviously they had a big town hall, talked about affordable housing. I don't know how productive that was, but the city of Reno has not come up with the, which I guess they'll be discussing in October officially, right, but 1,000 homes in 120 days initiative. And what this wants to, what she wants to do, it's a pilot program, right, that would essentially defer upfront costs for construction of multi-unit facilities.
Right.
Of 30 dwellings or more, so obviously condos or apartments.
Right.
And it saves roughly $8,400 per unit. So kind of explain what this initiative is.
So a couple things, and honestly, I applaud the mayor for taking a pro, you know, we've been literally working with them for years. And I will say that we definitely had some struggles with the city council when it comes to embracing some of the growth that comes with all of the job creation that they love, right? They love that side of it, but that then requires us to provide that housing piece, and we haven't always had that full support. So the fact that we've spent the time with the mayor, and she's become a large advocate for us. And it's very targeted. If you look at how it was rolled out, the area that this is targeted for is, although they said it's in an opportunity zone, really that was just for the purposes of defining an area.
Okay.
Because the opportunity zone area for the city of Reno is basically downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, from I-80 to the river and Keystone, you know, to the city limit.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about this for a long time, right? They want more high density development downtown to try and you know, get more activity down there and create that, you know, kind of that robust downtown feel with all the things that
are
happening.
Which I totally agree. We need to have more downtown in order to have services downtown, the restaurants we want.
Right.
People really need to be within walking distance of
exactly.
stuff, because these guys don't want to build parking garages. Call me crazy.
Right, right. and unfortunately, the struggle that we have there is, again, going back to this cost, right? You're still, if you're trying to provide an obtainable product, if you recall the last, the last couple projects that have been downtown in terms of housing, they weren't necessarily built as affordable projects, right? They were high-end condos.
Yes, very nice. The Palladio Montage.
Exactly.
some beautiful things. Yeah.
So unfortunately, about the time that we decide that's what we really need, we're, you know, in these economic situations where it's really tough to provide some sort of affordable. At the end of the day, it'll be interesting to see the whole 120 days. You know, that's essentially just in terms of getting your application in, and then you have 18 months to perform. My concern is, I don't know that we have any projects that are far enough along in the entitlement process to even come out of the ground in 18 months.
Okay.
That's one of the things that we talk about on our end, is just that time to get this product to market, right? So Stonegate, right? I mean, obviously it was fairly controversial, but it was also a pretty significant project, 5,000 units. They're now almost 6 years into that process, and they haven't moved, you know, one bucket of dirt.
Yeah,
that's unfortunately part of, you know, and it's one of those little creeping up, you know, through the legislative process, right? Little creeps here and there within the legislature, and all of a sudden we've got this long drawn out process where, unfortunately we get projects that are held up unduly in a lot of respects.
And for those who aren't familiar with Stonegate, is that the north or is that the south part of town? There's so many big ones.
Yeah, that's northeast. It's out, just past Red Rock.
Okay, and that issue has been the flooding, the lake that it's up in the Lemon Valley area. They're concerned about really water displacement. So that's been a big issue.
And unfortunately, the natural condition is what's creating a lot of the problems that we have out there.
Right.
What we really need is engineering to step in and address this through development. We can actually address a lot of these issues with good engineering principles and practices.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And yet the city council, and I remember talking to the developer of Stonegate, and the city council was coming in and saying, no, you need to put in sidewalks and gutters. And he says, no, there's a newer approach to this, and it's not a best practice. But you've got city council people that think they know how to do planning better than planners do, and engineers, and so that's kind of the frustration.
Citizen legislature, citizen, you know,
yes.
and they, you know, they are asked to consider a lot, right? They're depending on their background, they're asked to pile a lot on their plate and get through it. And unfortunately, I one of the things that I have kind of railed against in public meetings is we have engineers for a reason, right? And they've gone through a lot to get to the point where their stamp is on the line when they say, yes, this will work. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, I don't feel that they're necessarily given the respect that they deserve sometimes for that education and, you know, and what they're doing with things.
And yeah, I think the city council is saying, okay, but you guys engineered your way into a flood in this area. Mm. And the city council are the people that are saying, well, now we're the ones getting the backlash for it. When really, it wasn't really as much as an engineering issue back, I mean, what caused the flooding in the Lemon Valley area.
Right.
It's just, well, it was an unusual spring, first of all, an unusual winter, and
And you have a lot of growth that was actually put out there 50, 60 years ago, right? So before we had really good standards and processes and stuff. So.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you for what you guys are doing, especially for workforce development and for our educational society. And I think kids think about going into construction nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. There's great opportunities.
Great opportunities. Well, thank you very much, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Well, thank you for watching and listening to Nevada Newsmakers. You can catch us online at nevadanewsmakers.com and on YouTube. Thank you for watching and listening.